prevalence, incidence and risk factors of subclinical mastitis in specialized dairies in Colombia. Authors Catalina Medrano Galarza, Diego Germán Ahumada Beltrán, Juan José Romero Zanaga and Pilar Donato Godoy. Abstract Introduction. Subclinical mastitis SCM is one of the main diseases in cattle. Studying its epidemiology is essential to implement health programs. Objective: to determine the prevalence, incidence, and factors associated with subclinical mastitis in specialized dairies in Cundinamarca, Colombia. Materials and methods. An observational analytical, prospective or cohort study was performed. 15 farms were visited 3 times every 56 days, September 2019 to February 2020. At each visit, the California test CMT was performed and dirtiness of udders and hind limbs of milking cows was evaluated. Likewise, milking routine was evaluated. One milk sample per farm was collected to determine somatic cell counts, SCC, and bacteria count, BC. Logistic regression mixed models were used to determine factors associated with having or acquiring SCM, and generalized linear models to determine factors associated with the probability of a greater prevalence of SCM and BC. 960 CMT were performed on 454 cows. Results: a total of 960 CMT were performed on 454 cows. The median herd level prevalence of SCM was 50% and it was directly associated with SCC and BC. The median cumulative herd level incidence of developing a new and a chronic infection of SCM was 42% and 75%, respectively. Factors associated with having SCM were multiparous cows, odds ratio, or 2.35, late lactation or equals 3.39, no pre-dipping, or equals 1.74, and overmilking, or equals 1.96. Factors that reduced the risk of acquiring SCM were having 3 lactations, or 0.29, early mid lactation, or 0.32, segregating cows, or equals 0.37, and pre-sealing, or equals 0.27. Factors associated with the probability of a greater prevalence of SCM were not segregating, or equals 2.42, and not pre-dipping, or equals 2.50. Factors associated with increased BC were dirty udders, pre-sealer action time less than 30s, and having more than one milker. Conclusion: multiparous cows, late lactation, 180 days in production, not segregating, not pre-sealing, and overmilking were factors associated with acquiring and having subclinical mastitis. Therefore, they are key factors to consider in prevention and control measures. Keywords: cattle, incidence, prevalence, practices, udder health.